Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the intro episode of my podcast, ABCs of Home Organization. I am your host, Stephanie King, and a professional home organizer based in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know that you have many options on how to spend your time, and I do appreciate and I give great thanks and gratitude that you chose to be here with me today. So we dropped two episodes today. The first episode is more of an intro episode where I will share a bit about myself, my background, what to expect from this podcast going forward, and then touch briefly on the basics of decluttering and home organization and exactly what that means. And then the second episode that was dropped today is all about the letter A, which is assigning a home to each item. So we'll get into that. But first, who am I? My name is, as I said, Stephanie. I am a professional home organizer, and I started my business in 2018, and it has been an absolute joy ever since. I love what I do. I love helping clients. I love seeing them stand a little taller at the end of sessions. I love when they tell me that because of us and what we've done together during our session, that they have a better relationship with their kids. They are able to have conversations with their husband, that they able to breathe easier. Or if we transform a space from cluttered and chaotic to organized and peaceful and soothing, and they're able to get more work done efficiently, or they turn it into their yoga space, meditation center. However they use that new space, the fact that they love it and they're able to use it is a dopamine hit straight to my brain every time we go from a cluttered space into an organized, peaceful place. And that is why I keep doing it. That is why I can spend 8 hours every day, 5 days a week doing it. And it is absolutely phenomenal. And I have been this past year just called to do more to help give people the power. So many people don't know that they have this in them, that they can do it. We just got to break it down for you. We've got to put it into easier steps, easier how-tos, convince you somehow, some way that you can do this. And I hope that listening to this podcast, reading my book, that it will take you there. And so that is where we're at today. This whole past year has been a creativity journey for myself. I've been called to create journals. I did gratitude journals, a moon journal, which I absolutely love, and an organizing task checklist journal. And a fellow organizer, Blanca, and I, we created a how to organize and prepare for baby course. And so that was so much fun for me to create too, which actually has semi-led me to wanting to do this podcast because I had so much fun with my voice and just allowing it to express itself and not even necessarily the people on the other end listening. It was more just a joy to create it. And so that's where I've been this last year. It's just create, create, create. And then I did create the book, ABCs of Home Organization. And it started off as a book for children that parents could incorporate doing essentially household tasks for their child. And then I realized that adults too need to break it down, go back to the basics, that they need to just revisit what we learned in childhood or maybe did not learn in childhood, right? And start over and reset and recalibrate. And this is where we're at today. And that is what brings me here. Yay. So that is all about what me and then what to expect. So this podcast is going to align with my book. It's an ABCs, so 26 letters of the alphabet. Each letter is a different home organizing principle. And then with each letter is an action item of how you can help yourself achieve that one organizing principle on your daily life. And so each episode will be about 15 minutes long. And I'm just going to delve deeper into that organizing principle and more action items, more tips, more tricks, more everything, so that hopefully by the end of the 15 minutes, you feel confident and that you can tackle whichever principle we are talking about, and you are ready to transform your house, your life, the way you look at things. I will touch briefly on more than just organizing. I'm all about living holistically and doing things more naturally. And so that might pop in from here and there, but definitely not going to be the focus. The focus will be on organizing, decluttering, and all of the fun stuff that come with that. So we have All About Me, what to expect, and then the basics. So this is what I do on the day-to-day. So clients, new clients call me, "Steph, I'm so stressed. I don't know where to start. I have clutter everywhere. It's pouring down on top of me. I need help." And I go into clients' homes and we assess the areas, the hot spots, if you will, that they want us to declutter and help them bring organization to. And then we start shifting. So the basic rules of all home organization, whether you're in the garage, a closet, the kitchen, office, etc., are quite similar. You might have a few tweaks, or like the end solution is going to change and be different depending on the area that you're in and the space that you have to organize. But the bottom line is, one, you're going to place hands on every single item in that space. So if you start with a drawer, which we always recommend that you do a smaller thing first, place hands on that drawer, pull everything out, look at it, decide if you're keeping it or if it is leaving this space. If it's leaving this space, is it going somewhere else in the house? If it's leaving the house, is it being returned somewhere? Friend, family, store? Is it being sold? Is it being trashed, recycled, upcycled, donated? So those are your options, essentially. And then step two is going to be to categorize. Funny enough, I had to pause my recording to go grab my book and to see what I told you guys to do, because when I'm organizing, I do like 1 to 3 at the exact same time. And so I had to make sure that I had this right. Okay, so you're going to group into categories. So like if you're pulling out that drawer, let's say we're doing the junk drawer in the kitchen. And so we all know it has batteries, it has pins, it has potentially erasers, probably screwdrivers. It has, for some reason, zip ties. And you're going to pull these out and you're going to put them in order of like what to use. So like all writing utensils, markers, Sharpies, colored pencils, pencils, things like that will go in one pile. And then anything tool related. So if you have a measuring tape along with the screwdriver, go ahead and put those in the same pile. And then if you have anything, all batteries, all types can just go together as well. And like flashlights, I would keep with the batteries because it's like a similar concept. Electronics all put together. If you have cables, if you have earbuds, things like that, they all go into one pile. And then you're sorting. So at this point, you should be reduced to, the only thing that you are touching now is what you've decided to keep in this drawer, and it's going to return back to the drawer. Everything else is in a different pile. Remember, because we did, it's either going upstairs to a different room, it's leaving the house, it's being trashed, etc. And so everything going back into this drawer shall be what we touch right now. And we go through and we do the categorizing. So once you have a categorized and you've grouped them, we're going to place them back into the drawer. Ideally, you use a tray of some sort, especially with a junk drawer that typically has smaller items. If they were larger items that you would not lose by the movement of the drawer, just toss them in there. But the key to being organized with a drawer that has this size and the number of items that are in it is to contain. I've seen people use a silverware drawer organizer for their junk drawer if you don't want to buy individual trays. And then you can just stick, like the scissors can go in one section, the tape can and stapler can go in another, the all the writing utensils in a third, the tools in one. And so you're just going to put every category that we made into a separate section in the tray that you use, and then you put it back. And if you need labels, put labels. If people don't recognize tools, put a tool label on there. And the stuff you're going to use most often. So if you're always pulling the scissors out of there, put the scissors towards the front. If you're never using the scissors, put them towards the back. And so what I like to say is prime real estate. So the things that are hot that you're going to use often go towards the front. When you're organizing the rest of your house, they go kind of like between eye level and waist high. And the things that you're not going to touch often, such as that roasting pan, go, or batteries that you may replace, you know, once a month or in a blue moon, they're going to go towards the back. They're going to go higher up or lower down. And they're going to go into areas where you might have to move something else to see them. And that's okay, as long as you know and remember that that's where they are. And so that is your basics on decluttering and then organizing any space. So you're going to pick the space that you use quite often. You're going to clear and categorize. So you're going to clear everything out of that space. You're going to place it into categories, and then you're going to contain it back into the drawer where you're keeping it, which is it becomes its home. And then the key is just you got to reset and maintain. So every time you pull those scissors out, use them, put them immediately back into the exact same spot where you pulled them out. And you have to make sure that everyone in the household is also held accountable for one, knowing where the scissors are. If someone's asking you, hey, mom, where are the scissors? And you have to grab them for them every time. We don't want that either. We want them, children, adults, whomever, to be able to go into that drawer, grab the scissors, use the scissors, and then, hey, kid, where do they go back? You know, and when I say kid, I do mean that 40-year-old as well. So they go back into the drawer. And that way, if someone else in the house needs to use it, or even the person needs to use it again, they know exactly where it's at. They can go grab it, use it, and again, put it back. And so, quick caveat, yes, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. We're rushing out the door. You had to snip off a tag and the scissors get left on the counter. That's okay. It's not staying there for weeks, right? Like, the key is give yourself grace. It's okay that it wasn't put back. You're rushing out the door. But the next time you see those scissors, your hands or whomever sees them better be putting them back in the drawer, because that's the key. You can't overlook. You cannot create clutter blindness, which is a thing about objects that you are trying to keep in its assigned home. Okay, so what do you think? Easy peasy? You now know the basics of home organization and feel confident that you can organize your entire house? Then there's no need to listen to another 26 episodes about organizing. Great, truly, it is absolutely wonderful and amazing, and exactly what I want, what I desire from this podcast. I want you to feel so empowered with this new knowledge, or maybe just the acceptance and the recognition that you already have the strength and ability within yourself. And I want you to take action in your home. I want you to transform your spaces. I want you to make your house into your perfect haven, designed exactly for yourself, exactly how you want it, how you need it, how in order to thrive in every area of your life, your house looks like this. That is my goal. That is my wish. That is my hope for you. And if you reach that after this intro episode, great. I am thrilled. Please let me know. I would love to hear from you. And for those of you who still want more organizing info, please tune in every week. You can't tell, but I'm winking at you. Okay, to summarize this episode, that is all about me. That was what to expect from this 27, technically, episode podcast, the basics of decluttering and organization. And we are going to delve deeper and give you all sorts of tips and tricks about how to organize your home and what we can do to help each other. So subscribe to the episode, download it, share it with all your friends and family. We're going to go on a journey of decluttering and organization. It'll be released every Wednesday. And if you guys have suggestions, I am new at this, and so I am improving. I will appreciate all the feedback. So feel free to comment below if you learned anything new today, or how you will utilize this info in your home tonight or this week. Feel free to post photos, comments, suggestions, everything. We want to hear from you. And or join the Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization. Find us. I'm hoping to build that community where y'all can offer help and suggestions as well. We've all been in different situations where we may be more of an expert than someone else, but we don't need help in this one area. And so I'd love for all of us to just help each other out. And we'll also monitor that and offer feedback if and when we can. And so that is all I have. Thank you so much for being here with me today. My name is Stephanie with ABCs of Home Organization, and I'm excited to go on this organizing journey with you as we declutter our lives in multiple ways and aspects, from forward and backwards and around, and we're going to have so much fun together. All the love, mwah, mwah, and kisses, and we will chat soon. Thank you so much. Bye.